Welcome back to our morning show visit on WRCO Radio. We welcome representatives of Pine Valley Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center and the Pine Valley Foundation. Angie Alexander is the Director of Nursing, and Linda Beggs, former Director of Nursing, is now the President of the Pine Valley Foundation. These have to be exciting times. I so enjoyed the groundbreaking and the excitement and the anticipation, Angie. And now as we think about things starting to begin, it has to be exciting at Pine Valley.
It is exciting. I was just having a conversation with one of my nursing assistants, Lori Bray, this morning. I was leaving and she was coming in, and we were looking at West Home, the apartment building across the way that's the first to come down to make room. And we both agree that while it's exciting, it's bittersweet. It's a little sad for some of us who have been there so long, too, to see, you know, some of these other things going away. But yes, it is exciting to see the progress, and it's very exciting for the thought of what our residents are going to get to experience in the new living centers.
Having two people who understand what it means to be Director of Nursing, this project holds lots of potential, doesn't it?
Oh, I think it does. I think the last time I was here, we talked a little bit about how the subcommittee, which is made up of Pine Valley staff and the county board members, every decision that's been made with the idea of the residents' best interest. And I think that's made the project so much more fulfilling. Yes, we have a budget to be very mindful of for the county of Richland County, but I think we're willing, and we've had to make a lot of compromises, but never when it comes to the comfort of our residents and some of the efficiencies that this will bring to our staff that are at the bedside. So it's really exciting.
That efficiency and that desire to provide good patient care is really what brings you to the program today, isn't it, Linda?
Absolutely. As Angie said, we're so excited about what's going to happen with the new building and what the residents are going to get as far as benefits in their care and comfort. And we as a foundation are hoping that we can help to provide other things that maybe weren't budgeted for, couldn't be budgeted for, but we could maybe bring that to the table through some fundraising efforts.
And those fundraising efforts are going to do what for the residents?
Well, what we have decided, we sort of thought, well, once the building is in the building stages or even completed, we as a foundation would see, now what could we do? Well, as these things happen, Angie came to us before the groundbreaking, and I announced
begging
the groundbreaking.
Begging as usual.
Yeah. Do you think maybe you could do whirlpools? The whirlpools we have are getting old. The parts are expensive. They don't look so good anymore. And to put them in a new building would not work. So that is our goal and function now, is to raise money to provide these whirlpool tubs. And they are about $13,000 a piece. And somebody said, well, gee, that seems like an awful lot. But think of a commercial kind of spa tub.
A healthcare commercial tub.
Exactly.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, I mean, if that's the price, that's the price, you know, and you're going to pay it. But the comfort it provides is so great that, of course, we're going to do that.
I remember on this program when we talked about the desire to first put whirlpools at Pine Valley. And I don't remember how many years ago that was, but the conversation wasn't any different. It was trying to provide better care and therapy to residents of Pine Valley, wasn't it?
And, you know, we thought about the fact, too, that what is more comforting, to be immersed in warm water? I mean, forget the cleansing aspects of it, just the comfort of that, as opposed to a shower, which is what the people were having for the most part, was a shower, because the tubs we had, it was difficult to get people in and out of them. But to be in a shower chair and to be put under a shower with the water coming at you, and then add maybe with some a little confusion, how frightening that could have been. And we also think about the fact that when this generation was raised, they weren't shower people. They had a bath. So I know that in talking to the staff and residents, that many opt for the whirlpool tub as their bath. And the staff says that they're busy all the time. So we know they get a good workout.
There is some therapeutic value, though, in a whirlpool, isn't there, Angie?
Oh, absolutely. I think it is a comforting thing. But I think, too, it increases circulation, that warm, moving water. And I think it can be quite soothing emotionally as well. The spas that we are building, and there'll be one in each of the living center, the skilled facilities, and there'll also be one in the assisted living that for their use. And we really want to create that environment of like a spa. You know, we don't have the funds to make it perhaps as nice as we would like without the support of the foundation, but I think this is just going to be such a wonderful addition. Our residents are going to really have choice where their bathing is concerned now. Do they want to go to the spa and have a whirlpool, or do they want to have a shower in their own room? They're going to have both those options now, and we're so excited for that.
So how many whirlpools will it take to let Pine Valley do the job that it wishes to be able to do?
It's going to take three.
Three.
Mm-hmm. And we're excited for that happening. We have three now, and we were going to move the tubs. They're still functional, but they are costing us money, and they're not as nice. A couple of the options that we've elected to have. We couldn't pick the Cadillacs, but we did talk about adding the heated seat, and it's something that when a resident goes in and sits down, they're not going to experience that cold feeling of the bottom of the tub, because it is heated, and also the water comes in warm and fills very rapidly as compared to ours now, which it takes a while.
How old are the ones that you have now?
You know, Linda asked me that. I think we started fundraising, it's been probably for the first one, I would guess 15 or more years ago. I actually found a letter that I had written to somebody asking for support of our very first whirlpool tub. So I think that they've done their job. We've actually, the foundation has assisted us in replacing the very first one we purchased it's probably been 8 or 9 years ago mm-hmm. now. So they've
technology's come a long ways, though, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and they've done the job for us. They have. But it's time to have something. And with going into those new centers, having that, and of course our designers, our architects are excited to have the idea of, they'll have all the specs now of the new tubs, and it's going to work much better.
Now's the time if you're going to do
Absolutely.
It, isn't it?
Yeah. We could make the change later, and that was our plan. But then we realized, as you're watching the design process go, how that's going to kind of be a challenge. So this worked out better when they found out that that's what we were going to do. So we have about 11 months or so, maybe 12, before we need to have them delivered. So we've got some time, but we've got a big job ahead of us as members of the foundation. So.
You're going to be at the fair, aren't you, Linda?
Yes, we are. We have a booth in the A.V. Miller building, which we usually do. And this year we also are selling raffle tickets. And the raffle prizes are, Phil Poole has donated a beautiful quilt. That's our first place prize. We also have two University of Wisconsin basketball tickets. And what date is sort of negotiable depending on who wins it. A tailgate basket, probably valued at around $100. And then $50 in cash. And then we also are selling chances for an autographed Packer football. So we hope people will stop by our booth and look at what we have for our raffle, and also maybe buy a chance on the autographed football.
And they'll learn about this Whirlpool project, because that's going to be a key focus, won't it?
Yes. And kind of a kickoff, I guess you would say, for our fundraising efforts, this program today. And then just kind of getting the word out to people that, hey, Pine Valley is trying to have some fundraisers to raise money for this project. And we probably are going to have a letter writing campaign, which worked very well for us before. It's always amazing to me. I shouldn't say amazing. I guess I feel grateful for the response the community gives us. It's always remarkable.
If this can be as successful as your electric bed project, you have every reason to believe it can. The same good things that have happened because of those beds can happen because of these whirlpools.
That's exactly what we're hoping. And then we also, and it was a lesser cost, but still significant, was the blanket warmers that we had a unit for each of our floors. And the response from the residents and staff with that is how wonderful it feels to be wrapped in a warm blanket, whether you're getting out of a bath or you've got the chills or it's a cold winter night, whatever. So that's been a real success, too.
Each of our spas now will have a blanket warmer that the foundation provided for us together
so
with
will
the Whirlpool.
Reuse those.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Those are not that old at this point. And I would say of all the things that I can't even begin to say all of the things we've raised, that's been the best, but it's been certainly one of the nicest amenities that I guess I didn't think about us being able to afford, you know, so it's been wonderful.
But don't you think in some ways, Angie, you and I don't know what it's like to be 85, what mm-hmm. it's like to be 90, or what it's like to have debilitating arthritis
right.
at 75.
Right.
The things that might seem like luxuries to you and me with relative good health today, we might look at a lot of things, including a Whirlpool and a blanket warmer and a spa, a whole lot differently.
Absolutely.
If circumstances were different.
That is so true. I was thinking about that just this morning when we were talking about the spas and the fact that we wanted to add that little extra amenity of having the seat warmed. When an elderly person gets chilled, it takes them so much longer to warm up than it would, you know, you or I. Not having that happen or having the ability to maybe prevent that from happening, that chill that they experience is really nice. We're looking at our bathrooms that have the showers and, you know, a heating element over them so it's warm for them. Just those little things that we didn't want to compromise because it does prevent or provide, I think, that immediate comfort.
But if I'm going to freeze to death when I go in the shower, I'm not going to be really a cooperative patient, and I'm going to have an attitude that's going to be no fun. And so
absolutely.
That is detrimental to your ability yeah. to provide good care, isn't
Some
it?
Some of our residents do have dementia. They don't know anything more than they're uncomfortable, and they want someone to fix it. So we have to anticipate those kinds of things. Are they in a comfortable chair? Is the water warm? Is the, you know, all of those things are so important. My staff, the nursing assistants in particular, are just experts at doing that. But giving them the equipment that they need to do their job is so important. They know what to do, but we need to give them the resources to do it. And I think that's what the foundation has been so understanding about.
And don't you think, Linda, that for families who come to visit their loved ones or their friends and neighbors, if that resident has had a good experience with the morning bath or has had a good experience in whatever way or isn't cold because the blanket was warm, the chance to have more quality time as a family is much enhanced by these kinds of things the foundation
is doing. It just carries over into all aspects of their life, you know, and again, having that sense that somebody cares that they're comfortable and somebody wants them to feel supported, I think is extremely important too. When we were talking, when Angie came to the foundation and asked about these blanket warmers, it was interesting. There are 12 of us on the foundation. And everybody had a story to tell. Yes, when I had my last baby and they brought that warm blanket or I had surgery, everybody had experienced what that felt like to have this be engulfed in a warm blanket and the pleasure that that brought. So when you're getting older, that's true too, but we all have had that experience. Well, I shouldn't say all. Many people have had that experience at some time.
And it's a good analogy to the care you're trying to provide, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
So you'll be at the fair. Will you be there starting Thursday then, in all likelihood?
Yes. There'll be people there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and till about 1 o'clock on Sunday. Oh, I should mention, too, it says on the raffle tickets, and we are going to have the drawing at 1 o'clock on Sunday. You do not need to be present to win. But if anybody wanted to come there just to see the drawing, it will be at 1 o'clock at the fair.
1 o'clock in the A.V. Miller building
yes.
where your booth will mm-hmm. be. Well, you mentioned before we went on the air, Angie, that there are some things starting to happen with construction trailers coming in and just
yes.
kind of the stage is being set.
Yes, it's exciting to see. We thought maybe this day would never come. I had no idea going into a project like this just how much work there was before you put the shovel into the ground. And we've been so blessed with so many people on board to help with this project. But it is exciting, a little overwhelming. I know I've been watching Steve, our maintenance supervisor. He's just coming and going constantly because for him, it's already starting the busyness. And I think that'll continue, but it's exciting.
But then, you know, as we watch what happens over the next, what will it be? Full year, won't
yes.
it?
Yes.
You know, it's going to be remarkable how those pieces come together.
Right. We are hopeful, maybe cautiously optimistic, that we will be moving into our new building 1 year from now. We're hopeful.
Oh, that will be awesome. And for people who wish to make a donation, I know that families have been generous oftentimes with memorials or estate gifts. The foundation is really in a position to help those kinds of things happen, isn't it, Linda?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was saying at our foundation meeting the other day that we are getting so many memorials designated to Pine Valley Foundation, which is the tax-exempt organization that it needs to come to in order for the donors to get that tax-exempt privilege. But I was saying to some of the staff, I said, you know, the reason that we're getting these memorials is people satisfied with our care, having a great experience there and wanting to do something to give back. So I think it's due to our staff at Pine Valley that we are becoming so popular for memorials. But it has helped a lot.
Well, people know that it makes a difference. Best wishes. Hope things go well at the fair.
Thank you. I'm sure it will. Thank you.
And maybe we can do some regular reports of some sort where we get an idea what's happening at Pine Valley for those.
I would be happy to do that. That would be great.
Nice. Well, and enjoy the time, and we'll see you at the fair.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ron.
Good to have both of you here. Linda Beggs and Angie Alexander have been our guests from Pine Valley Healthcare and, of course, the Pine Valley Foundation. And you could certainly contact Pine Valley to learn more. Linda, people could contact you directly if they had a direct foundation question.
Yes, and I hope they will.
Okay.
Yeah, please do.
Sounds good. Hope that you've enjoyed the program. We'll be back to talk about the Richland County Fair tomorrow.